Hello, and welcome to another episode of Family Juggles, a podcast where we discuss all things family life and the juggling that is involved with the chaos. My name is Claudia, and I am the host. And joining me today is my daughter, Sophia.
Hi.
I have asked Sophia to come on to kind of give her perspective on our topic today. But first, I want to say that today is our 2-year podcast anniversary. And I cannot even believe that 2 years have gone by. It feels like just yesterday we were talking about doing a podcast. And here we are 2 years later. I'm super grateful and thankful that we have gone 2 years already. We still get lots of downloads. We get lots of questions. Initially, I wanted to do one weekly, and there's no way. I depend too much on my co-host, Christian. And even though we live together, it is super hard to like get him to sit down and like do a podcast with me. Even though we live together, it's like really hard to just do that. So there's no way we could do that weekly. We struggle with monthly for sure. Mm-hmm. Today, our topic is family pictures, and this always comes up around this time because so many people do Christmas pictures, and we are one of them. My family and I have been doing Christmas pictures, family pictures, for how long, Sophie?
Too long.
I mean, the kids are pretty much used to it, so you know, right, that every year this is coming.
Unfortunately.
Are you mentally prepared?
I guess.
So what's so bad about family pictures?
Well, I don't know. It's just like the fact that we have to stand there and then it takes forever, like taking the pictures and stuff.
Yeah, so pretty much all my kids kind of have the same attitude about pictures. And when they were little, it was just chaos because they're little and you have to dress them and then they don't like what you pick out and then they can't sit still. And every year it never failed that one of the kids was in a bad mood. Do you remember? It would rotate.
Yeah.
And so there was always like the grumpy cat child.
I remember Isabella was always most of the time.
So Isabella, we would have a hard time with her smiling. She never wanted to smile. And she hated the pictures. It was like pulling teeth. She didn't like what we picked out. She didn't like the colors. She didn't want to smile. She didn't want to look at the camera. So half of our pictures with Isabella, she looks pissed off.
I mean, it's like kind of still like that.
Yeah, but at least now
she's cooperative.
Yeah, she's willing. She knows it's coming. And she doesn't give me a hard time. Out of all the kids, she's the one that gives me. She kind of goes like, you know, really loud sigh. This year, she wore a velvet dress and she hates velvet.
And dresses.
And she didn't give me a hard time. She didn't even say. Even when she thought the dress was on right, she still didn't give me a hard time. I wanted to do this episode because if any of you guys are my clients, my photography clients, I wanted to know that even as a photographer, I empathize with you because we are right along there with you. Like I said, every year we do our pictures and this year was no different. When we go on big family trips, I usually take pictures of the family. And when we do a group photo, I take my tripod and I have a remote and we get the group picture done, right? But it's completely different when you're trying to do a whole session of you and your family. And you just can't do that with a tripod. It's really hard to like position people and make sure everyone's looking and blah, 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 blah. So when it's an entire session, I usually like to hire a photographer to do our pictures. And I don't have to worry about it. Like they pose you and it's fine. And this year, same thing. We hired a photographer. But on this particular day, so the weather has been really crappy here in Texas, and it's been super duper rainy. And on this particular Saturday, it was the first Saturday that we were going to have Isabella for right before Thanksgiving break. And it was really rainy. And get this. So on this Saturday, Alex was running the turkey trot. Sophia had UIL theater practice.
And an orthodontist appointment.
And an orthodontist appointment. And I had to go pick up Isabella in Austin. So I woke up at 4 a.m. to get to Austin by 5:30 to make it back home by 7 so Alex could be at the turkey trot at 7:30.
And it was cold outside.
And it was freezing and it was raining. So it was horrible. But I will say that we hit zero traffic going to Austin and coming back, mm-hmm. which is unheard of. If you go to Austin, you know that there's always traffic. So anyway, we go to the turkey trot, super rainy, super cold, super miserable. Alex, last year, I think his time was 32 minutes for the 5K. And this year was like 58. He just was not used to running in that. And he was pretty miserable. His hands were all red and he was shaking cold. And he pretty much said he would never run in those conditions again.
But he wanted to do it.
Like, he did. We asked like 500 million times, are you sure? Are you sure? But I guess it's a lot. I'm not a runner, but I would imagine that it is a lot harder to run in the cold rain. Mm-hmm. So anyway, our session ended up getting canceled due to the weather. And I was unable to reschedule it because Isabella was going to be leaving. So I only had her that week. So you can't really have a family picture if someone's missing, right? So just coordinating, especially as your kids get older, coordinating when they're going to be home or when they don't live with you, you know, trying to get them when they're here, that's a challenge. That's the number one challenge, right? And then the number two challenge are outfits, right? Mm-hmm. Sophie, do you remember the first colors we chose out?
Like this year?
Mm-hmm.
No. Were they like green and...
It was tan brown. And remember, we were going to do that dusty blue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were deciding it at like a soccer game.
Right.
I remember.
Yes. So we decided we were going to do this really pretty. And let me tell you that every store and every person has a different interpretation of what dusty blue is. Mm-hmm. So for us, we were aiming for the, how would you describe it? Not baby blue, because it's definitely darker than baby blue.
Maybe almost a light denim almost, or yes, like denim, like
that's
jeans.
That's exactly the color that it looks like. So anyway, we ordered, and Isabella at this point just shows up. She doesn't care what we order for her. She knows that she's only going to wear it for, you know, 30 minutes. So whatever, she doesn't even ask. She's just like, where's my clothes?
Yeah.
So I had ordered her a dress. Sophia ordered a dress and I ordered a dress. And when we got them, they were all different colors.
Yeah.
Even though they all said dusty blue, right? Mm-hmm. So then there was no way we could make it work because Sophia found a dress. Even though yours said dusty blue, it looked navy for sure. And anyway, it was just chaos. So we ended up changing the colors to more normal colors. So we ended up going with navy blue and the hunter green, the dark green. And that was easier to find for sure. So everyone knows how far in advance did we pick our colors, you think?
Like, what do you mean?
When did we decide, oh, we're going to... Everyone knew about family pictures. I think I booked family pictures, I want to say, in September. So everyone kind of already knew. I had at least 6 weeks' notice.
Oh, yeah. I remember you texted me when I was at school. You were like, save the date. No, November whatever is family picture. And I was like, ugh.
So, yeah. So anyway, everyone is mentally prepared. I tell everyone the colors. So tell me why the day of, it's always so chaotic. So chaotic. So the day of, okay, guys, Christian's like, what are our colors? What colors are we wearing? What are you wearing? And then he's like, oh, I don't have anything. I wanted to smack him in the face. Dude, you've had 6 weeks to come up with your outfit. And the day of, you're like, I don't have anything. So I'm here worried about what the kids are wearing. And he's like, oh, I don't have anything.
Yeah.
Oh, super frustrating. So anyway, the day of, I mean, we're talking the hour before while everyone's getting ready. Suddenly, Sophia doesn't have any shoes that go with her dress. Isabella, like, comes into the bathroom and she's wearing the dress backwards. So it was like low cut, but low cut in the back. And she's like, Mom, this is really revealing. So she had like a little shirt on underneath.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Isabella, your dress is on backwards. You know,
we were just laughing in the bathroom.
Yeah. And then you said something really funny. We were to the point where we were kind of delusional. Everything was just ridiculous. So Christian didn't have an outfit. Sophia didn't have shoes. Isabella had her dress on backwards. And Alex's pants were ridiculously long. He wears a size 8, anywhere 8. And so I ordered him an 8 from Gymboree. And they could have fit Sophia. They were so, so long. So anyway, we're dealing with this. Everyone's dress is wrinkled. So Christian and I are like steaming dresses, trying to like dress ourselves, do hair. Christian's doing Alex's hair and I was helping Sophia with her hair. And oh my God, it was just such a, it was so stressful getting ready for that picture. And you know what? Every year it's the same. It's a whole day just to get ready.
For and we're mentally prepared, but when it comes to the day, we're just not. Like we're
right. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter like how much you prepare because it's always a disaster. Yeah.
In my defense though, the reason why I didn't have any shoes was because I thought the dress was way longer and I could have wear tennis shoes under my dress because I thought it was way long. It was
to the floor.
Yeah.
It was to your knees.
Yeah, Sophie. But when I was remembering it, I was like, oh, my dress is really long, so I'll just wear some sweatpants and some tennis shoes under so I'll be comfortable because it's really cold outside.
Yeah, no, your dress was not even long.
Yeah.
So anyway, we finally managed to get everyone together. And granted, we still don't have a photographer, right? So I convinced my brother to go take pictures of us. And he's like, okay. So we ended up going to the Elon, where the Elon Hotel is. They have it decorated super cute for Christmas. They have a huge Christmas tree. And they have garlands and whatnot. But it was super, it was kind of cold, right?
Yeah, it was pretty cold. We were all in jackets and stuff.
So like, this was, the weather still wasn't great. And I think it had rained pretty much all morning.
Yeah.
So it was cloudy. It was cold. And just not the best weather. But there was no one at the Elon because the weather was so crappy.
Yeah.
So my brother took our pictures. But it was difficult to, so I would position everyone and then they would just like kind of pop in, but it was hard to see, does everyone look okay? Or is everyone smiling? So I almost feel that it took longer because I had to go check the pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
And even then, you know, sometimes we didn't have feet or... You know, I think the picture I ultimately picked, you can't even see Alex's hands because he was cold. So he had him in his sleeve. You know, yeah. So it looks like he has no hands.
And he was like making funny faces and stuff. And oh, we didn't even know.
Right.
And I looked cold in the pictures. Like I was like, oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, it had its hiccups, but we got the job done.
Yeah.
We have our Christmas card picture. We've ordered Christmas cards. But... It was just kind of like a hot mess. And I wanted you guys to know that even though we prepare mentally and we have all the time in the world, because literally, you know, 6 weeks is plenty of time to get it together, we still struggle. So, you know, every time I see clients, they're like, oh my gosh, you know, it's so stressful prepping for picture day. It is. It's stressful for me that I considered myself a pro. We've been taking pictures for, what, 15 years. And we still struggle. So it's definitely not just you and your family. It is every family. Picking colors, that's really difficult because you want your pictures to look different from previous years. And you want to pick colors that are like holiday colors, right? So just playing with color combinations is important. And picking colors that you like and that are easy to find. Like, do not pick dusty blue because you're going to get so many blues. That's one tip that I would give you guys. The other thing is, I get a lot of questions like, hey, what should we wear for our family pictures? And I'm just going to say, wear something that makes you feel comfortable. I suggest flowy, loose dresses for women, because if you're in a form-fitted, like, tight dress, you won't feel as comfortable. You're going to be worried about insecurities. And I just find that flowy dresses just photograph very well, and women feel incredibly comfortable and confident in these dresses. Definitely, that's what I would suggest. And what I usually do too, I remember when the kids were younger, I would pick one dress that I really, really liked that had a pattern. And it could be anyone's dress. Usually it was probably Sophia's or Isabella's dress that I would pick. And then I would get colors from that dress and pull it for other people's outfits. So everyone kind of matches that pattern dress and we're using all the same colors. So that's also something that I would suggest. Pick a pattern that you really like and just use 2 to 3 color combos with that. I wanted to tell you guys about our crazy family picture day. And we survived, and everyone gets to look forward to it next year.
Yay.
You know, I do wonder though, what's going to happen? I mean, because Isabella's already going to be 18. Is she going to come back for family pictures? What's going to happen if she gets married? Are we still doing family pictures with her spouse or what?
Well, I guess it just has to end there.
I don't think so. I don't think that's how it works.
Unless we take the big group photo with everyone that's like technically.
Like, or we could do like little squares and do like individual pictures.
Yeah.
And also we really wanted to get pictures with the dogs this year.
Oh.
But if we had a hard time with 5 people, imagine 5 people and 2 dogs.
Yeah, it would have been cute if they were in there, but they're not very, like, the best at staying still.
All right, maybe when they're, like, 10 years old and they're too old to care, yeah. Right?
Yeah, but I was just saying, because, you know, they're in the family, but they just don't stay still.
We should Photoshop them in.
That's what I was saying.
It's really hard to take pictures of dogs, unless your dog is super well trained and behaved, especially younger dogs. Oh my gosh, do you remember when we did that photo shoot when Remy was Beast and you were Belle?
Yeah,
he was all over the place.
Yeah, I had to manhandle him.
He just wanted to run and play, and then he was wearing a suit
and he was like, trying to rip it off.
He did not want to wear a suit because dogs are not meant to be in suits. We've had our share of funny pictures.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you to you guys, because I know y'all hate taking family pictures, but y'all are such troopers at this point. Everyone just kind of rolls their eyes and just goes with it because they know there's no way around it. It's really nice to see that year after year, you know, we have these pictures to look back at and to see how much you guys have changed and grown up.
For sure.
And You could tell who was mad at every picture, you know. There's always like an awkward kid. I kind of think this is... So we used to do family Halloween costumes.
Oh.
And that kind of... It kind of aged out, right?
Yeah, those are usually my worst nightmare. But it's only because you choose like such bad costumes.
What are you talking about? Our costumes were perfect.
It's just the way that... No, I just don't like them. Like, me personally, like, you might think they're cool, but I don't think
What is wrong with Willy Wonka?
Well, I was an orange Oompa Loompa with a green wig, and I looked like, I don't know, I looked so bad.
You look like an Oompa Loompa, which is exactly what you're supposed
Literally,
to look
but like. I didn't want to look like that, because I looked weird.
Uh-huh.
I would do family pictures if I picked out
the theme. You mean family costumes?
Oh yeah, family costumes if I picked out the theme.
But the thing is, if you pick out the theme, Alex is going to be really upset because he didn't get to pick it. And then he's not going to want to do it.
Well, yeah, just don't tell him I picked it out. Like,
yeah. I mean, I thought we had pretty clever themes.
Oh yeah.
The circus?
Yeah, I'd say they were clever and... I don't remember what the word is, but... I just don't think they, like, played out well on my side, on my end.
Because you didn't like the costume.
Yeah, because I looked really ugly and weird.
Just the Oompa Loompa, because they're funky little things. But...
Well, yeah, I just don't like family costumes. But usually go, like, past my comfort level. But if I were to choose the theme, I think everyone would be happy. Just don't tell them I chose it, but I also want some credit. But... Because I come up with good ideas, and I shared them aloud.
Which one?
Beetlejuice? Alice in Wonderland? Like, those are such good themes.
I mean, Willy Wonka is practically Alice in Wonderland.
No, it's not.
We did the new Willy Wonka, not the old Willy Wonka.
We did the old Willy Wonka. I did. But you guys were on the new movie. I think we need to stay on one movie and, like... Me and Alex were from the old Willy Wonka. You and Dad were from the new one. Like, make up your mind.
We stopped doing family costumes because the one year, the last year we did it, I heard Alex telling his cousin, "Oh, you're so lucky. You get to choose your own Halloween costume." And I'm like, dang it. You know, even though when we did Halloween costumes, family costumes, they, like, I would take them to lots of events. They literally had two costumes.
Well, the last year we did... Never mind. I'm thinking about something else. Because, oh, yeah, it was the year after that.
Penguin?
Yeah. So we did the last time we did it was Willy Wonka. And then the year after that, I was
Penguin. You were a penguin.
Yeah.
And then you were elephant.
No.
You were that elephant,
yeah, riding. Yeah, I was a penguin, and then the next year I was a penguin and an elephant.
Yeah.
I was both.
Yeah, so I always gave them the opportunity to pick their own costume, so they had a chance to pick what they wanted to be and wear the costume to, like, different festivals and stuff. But the day of Halloween, I would ask them to be the family costume. But apparently, that was too much work for everyone. So now it's just Christian and I doing themed costumes because everyone else gave up. Because they're quitters.
Don't say that.
Just kidding.
Just saying. Let me pick it and everyone will be happy.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. I don't think Alex would be happy. And Isabella did 1 year of family costumes and then she tapped out. She's like, I'm not doing that again. That picture is epic though because she looks like she's about to murder the whole family at night.
Wait, which?
What? When she was a scarecrow when we did. Oh,
that was a long time ago.
That was the only time she did it.
I remember I was Dorothy and we had Bear and he was going to be Toto, but Isabella got really mad at me and she didn't let me hold him because it was her dog.
She was all for it. So she was a scarecrow. She was all for it until it was time to go. And then she realized that people from her school were going to see her in this scarecrow costume. And she was pissed. Like, aww. Mad. How old was she? So if Alex was his first Halloween. She was
a baby.
So it was 2014. And she was born in 05. So she was 9. Right?
Aww. Aww, poor girl.
So she was Alex's age. Anyway, that was way off topic. But point is, we are so grateful to have you listening to us even 2 years later. And our podcast has generally gone in the way of, like, discussing, like, family travels and individual travels. And I am still trying to get my, I haven't really had lots of time because this is busy season for photography and also living cute because gifts and stuff. But I'm still working on the blog, and I hope to have that up hopefully by the beginning of the new year. And believe it or not, we are working on a new business venture as well. So I am completely, I think I'm tapped out after this. Like, I've pretty much reached my limit.
You'll find a new one.
Yeah, I like to keep busy, guys, if you haven't noticed. But anyway, so we are so thankful 2 years in. We hope to keep going. We're still, my goal is still one podcast a month. Maybe I can do two if my loving husband decides to join me at some point. But anyway, thank you again for listening. And as usual, don't struggle with the juggle.